All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for The Foreigner. It's directed by Martin Campbell. The writer is David Marconi. It's based on a novel by Stephen Leather. It stars Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan. And the synopsis is, a humble businessman with a buried past seeks justice when his daughter is killed in an act of terrorism. A cat and mouse conflict ensues with a government official whose past may hold clues to the killer's identities. Just to give an overview, Jackie Chan picks up his teenage daughter from a school in London. His daughter has a boyfriend and she wants to go to a dance. She wants to buy a dress. He drops her off at a store. When she goes in, a car bomb explodes. An Irish Republic Army called the Authentic IRA claims responsibility. Pierce Brosnan's character is a deputy minister in Ireland. He used to be a part of the IRA. Jackie Chan believes the deputy minister knows more than he leads on. So that's where we'll stop. And Keith.
Foreigner was a decent movie. Good action by Jackie Chan and surprisingly decent acting by him as well. I didn't think he had decent acting chops to pull it off. Normally Jackie Chan comes off as doing the very silly action slash slapstick comedy. His actual acting and stuff during the entire time when he had some legitimate speaking lines was actually pretty good. And love Pierce Brosnan. But that movie suffered from a major flaw, and that was pacing.
Yes.
It was just wrong. I get it. It was a book, and I'm pretty sure that book is fascinating. But the minute they got Jackie Chan in this and he was doing his moves and everything, I was expecting a different action type scenes. But Martin Campbell should have edited that movie a lot differently. Didn't need to be shortened or anything like that. I think the scenes were well done. This is a movie that really needed a good editor.
So editing was that bad? It made the movie less than it was pacing.
But pacing. It basically stopped and paused. And on one hand, you had two stories being told. You had Jackie Chan's story of revenge and trying to get this one politician to give up his information to find out what's going on. And you have Pierce Brosnan's to...
Hold on, yo. Go and say it, Matt.
Say what?
I want the names.
Yes. You give me the names. And you've got Pierce Brosnan, who's like, his scenes seem like it was from a different movie. And the big thing about that is that the movie itself, both of the movies that they were doing were actually pretty good. It was really damn intriguing. All the stuff with the IRA and how they've gone shit, so to speak, and trying to keep the peace. Oh my God, that was pretty interesting. And it felt like the two were just kind of butting heads and could have been a lot better had they worked on that pacing issue.
All right, Matt.
I felt that the movie was a solid action flick. The action I felt was a step below. I think they did a good job of messing with the plot a little bit and a couple of curveballs at you. Like, what in the heck? Really? Without, of course, giving it away. The pacing, I'll agree with you, but I don't think it was as off as what Keith says it is. I think the pacing could have been better, but I didn't think it was so bad that it detracted from the actual movie itself. I enjoyed myself with it.
So for me, this movie is too overly complicated for the type of movie it needs to be. And is also very slow. There's too many plot threads. So you have Jackie Chan's vengeance.
Yep.
The Brosnan IRA angle. His wife, his mistress, the nephew, the UK government, the code word, the hunt to find the bombers, and who the actual bad guys were. And this movie needed to be more like The First Taken or The Equalizer. Bad guy pisses good guy off.
Yep.
Good guy unleashes hell. I want to hear about Jackie Chan wanting the names. I want the names. Give him the names.
Yep. Then Pierce Brosnan himself was like a separate movie.
So hold on. So these two stories are two totally different stories and they weren't
connected
at all?
They were intertwined. They were.
From the get-go, it's like, imagine watching Taken. You didn't see anything that was going on with the girls that they took from the prisoner's point of view. It was all from Liam Neeson's perspective, but it told a complete story. I'm not going to hate him for that because it was from a book and it kind of showed how all of them were connected together. So it was almost like traffic in a sense, but it didn't have traffics where they compartmentalized every story. It was like literally, it just kept running into each other. So that's why I say that the pacing was off because Jackie Chan's stuff was all about him prepping, getting ready, and his go time action scene.
Totally two different movies. They somehow connect. Jackie Chan was in Taken and Pierce Brosnan was in something that was more...
He's in a political thriller.
Political thriller.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Okay.
And his angle, like all the stuff that is going on for him, way too complicated for the type of movie that this needed to be. Set a tone where in the first 5 minutes of the movie, Jackie Chan's daughter's dead. He's descending and spiraling down into sadness. And then he gets an idea to start harassing people about finding out the whole entire mystery about who killed his daughter. And then after that, it starts going into Pierce Brosnan's problems. I'm like, this is no.
Were you invested into one story than the other?
Jackie Chan's story, but even with that, this is not up to a Jackie Chan movie level. Not, he is in enough. This movie, but barely. And I'm not saying that.
I don't think they were trying to have it all the focus on him because there were so many plots.
That's the mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that was in its intent, though.
Production company China bought the rights and got a well-known actors and stuff like that to play the part and film in the UK. That was essentially what it was. If anything, I thought that they would have kept the focus strictly on Jackie Chan's character. That would have made it a much stronger film. I mean, if they had just done a ripoff of The Taken and
they had to do.
I would have been fine with it.
The Equalizer is the same movie.
Yep. That's pretty much it. They had decided to do something, another movie about the IRA. I think with Pierce Brosnan's movie, that would have been a much stronger film if it didn't have Jackie Chan turning stuff up, because there was enough stuff going down in that whole IRA thing. And Pierce Brosnan was good. He's doing a pretty good job.
He was okay. Like, I thought that...
I didn't like him at all.
I thought he did good.
I think that even though Pierce Brosnan is Irish, I think Brian Cox would have been a better villain.
And Pierce Scottish, Brosnan looked like he was somebody who used to be out there running around, running, gunning and stuff.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and try to wrap things up. So, Keith, wrap up thoughts and the score.
But thinking back on it, I mean, quite honestly, it's all over the place. I was going to give this a 6.5, but I'm going to drop it down to a 5.5. Not feeling it.
All right. Matt.
Solid action flick. It's a little bit different pace, and I can see why folks are a little disappointed on it. But, I mean, if you take it for what it is, especially the themes on it, for all a solid movie, I'd give it a 7.5.
So, for me, this story should have gone in a different direction. It needed to be a straightforward action flick. Based off of all the things that I said that were elements of this movie, Jackie Chan was just really inconsequential to the overall movie, other than the beginning and the end. The spy versus spy stuff should have happened early in the movie, and that would have been a great thing for Pierce Brosnan's character to do. Be like, hey, well, let me bring in the heavy hitter, and Jackie Chan could just go at it for like 20 minutes. But that doesn't happen. And overall, you don't really care about the mystery. You don't really care about what's responsible other than Jackie Chan should be destroying people. But it turns into a political thriller, and for that, it's getting a 3.5.
Holy shit.
It wasn't that bad.
I did not like this movie. This is a waste of Jackie Chan's time.
I need to see this, but I can see what you guys are saying, especially if it's like two different stories and it kind of going in parallel and it doesn't really make sense like that.
So that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find them over our podcast at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you'd like to submit a reader comment or question, you can do so at submissions@beastgame.email.